Today's speaker is His Grace Ram Gadhari Prabhu. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable appreciation. So now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept our humble obeisances. All the best to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Now you can start, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, we cannot hear you. Hare Krishna, P.T. Vilasi Mataji, is Prabhuji on the call?
On the call, but we are not able to hear him.
First, I heard his voice, but
yes, he is still on the call. He is not disconnected, but I don't see any voice from his side. I mean, I don't sense any voice from his side. Even on the computer, I'm not able to see. I don't know if his mic is muted or. Yeah, I think he's coming back.
Okay.
Let's wait for another minute. There's some problem. It's disconnecting and connecting back. Let's wait.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu, we can hear you.
Okay, fine. Devaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 20, text number 218 and 219. We are going to discuss this from these two verses. Yei mata brahmanda madhye sabara prakasha sapta dvipena vakhande yanhara vilasa. Translation: within the universe, the Lord is situated in different spiritual manifestations. These are situated on 7 islands in 9 sections. Thus, their pastimes are going on. Purport: the 7 islands are mentioned in the Siddhanta Shiromani. Bhumer Ardham Kshara Sindho Udakstam Jambu Dvipam Prahur Acharya Varya Arden Yasmin Dvipa Satkasya Yamye Ksharakshiradhi Ambudinam Niveshaha Shakam Tatashalmalam Atra Kausham Krauncha Gomedaka Pushkarecha Dvayor Dvayor Antaram Ekamekam Samudrayor Dvipam Udharanti. The 7 islands Dvipas are known as Jambu, Shaka, Shalmali, Kusha, Krauncha, Gomeda or Plaksha and Pushkara. The planets are called Dvipas. Outer space is like an ocean of air. Just as there are islands in the watery ocean, these planets in the ocean of space are called Dvipas or islands in outer space. There are 9 khandas known as Bharata, Kinnara, Hari, Kuru, Hiranmaya, Ramyaka, Ilavrita, Badrashva, Ketumala. These are different parts of Jambudvipa. A valley between 2 mountains is called a khanda or varsha. Text number 219. Sarvatra prakashat tandra bhakte shukadite jagatera adharma nashi dharma stapite. The Lord is situated in all the universes in different forms just to please his devotees. Thus, the Lord destroys irreligious principles and establishes religious principles. Purport, Bhishma Prabhupada. In the material world, the Lord is situated in different archa murtis, deities in the temples, just to decrease the material activities of the conditioned soul and increase his spiritual activities. Particularly in India, there are many temples throughout the country. Devotees may take advantage of them and go see the Lord at Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Prayag, Mathura, Haridwar, and Vishnu Kanchi. When the devotees travel to these places and see the Lord, they become very happy in devotional service. Om Ajnanati Pirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, we are discussing from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 20, text number 218 and 219. The title is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami in the science of absolute truth.
Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hare Krishna, can everybody please mute themselves?
So, we are going to discuss these two verses today to go over some basics of Krishna consciousness and also some topmost subject matter as well. So, today in our discussion, we will churn these two verses to see what nectar we have for our spiritual life. As we discussed in the previous weeks, the Supreme Lord is trying to take different forms, is trying to take different incarnations, whilst definitely it is for his own pleasure, but his pleasure is in giving pleasure to devotees. So all the incarnations, the different categories, very, very scientifically, Mahaprabhu has defined different forms of the Supreme Lord, different expansions of the Supreme Lord, and different aspects of the Lord's Leela. But the crux of all these things is mentioned in 219, which is that the Lord is taking different forms just to please his devotees. An interesting part is by pleasing devotees, the Lord destroys irreligious principles. So even for a religious principle to be established, forget about being spiritual, because religiosity is one step lower than spirituality. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha and Bhakti. So religiosity itself need us to perform activities in such a way that devotees of the Lord are pleased. And in our discussion today, we'll discuss three sets of reflections. While the Lord is available in the spiritual abode, in the previous few verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami how the Supreme Lord is present in different abodes, in different forms, and in different expansions. And in all of these forms, how he is distributing his pure love to his dear, near and dear ones. And some of the forms are situated in the spiritual world, and some of the forms are situated in the material world. So here the conclusive word of Mahaprabhu is that in the material world, the Lord is present amongst us in Archa Vigraha form. And we need to understand this Archa Vigraha form is not an ordinary one. They are Supreme Personality of Godhead themselves. Srila Prabhupada writes that there are seven different or maybe six different forms in which the Lord is worshipped. One of them is Archa Vigraha in the form of a stone. Another one is Archa Vigraha in the form of a metal. Third is Archa Vigraha in the form of earthen material, mud, clay. Fourth is as fire, because when we do fire sacrifice, you know, the Lord manifests there as fire. Fifth is as painting, because even the painting of the Lord is the Lord himself. Sixth is the Lord is in the form of holy name. And seventh is the Lord reveals himself through his devotees. So these seven forms are very relevant, where the Lord reciprocates with us. For very, very special rare occasion, the Lord personally show his own form to devotees in this material world. Otherwise, in this material world, the Lord reveals himself in any one of these seven. Either as wood, or in the form of metal, or in the form of stone, or in the form of fire, or in the form of painting, or in the form of holy name, and as Vaishnavas, sometimes the Lord reveals himself through them. And all of these are made available so that we as devotees can take advantage of the Supreme Lord's presence. So in our devotional journey, while our ultimate goal of life is to elevate our consciousness, to go back home, back to Godhead, we need to work in such a way that our spiritual master wish to see us and Krishna wish to see us. The principle that we have spoken before and which again I would like to reiterate here is to be seen instead of to see. So darshan actually means behave in such a way that the spiritual master wish to see us rather than we wish to see the spiritual master. Krishna wish to see us, then we go and see Krishna. At the conditioned stage of our life, we will not be able to see Krishna beyond external arrangement. So when we see the Lord, we see His form, we see His color, we see His external appearances, but we fail to see the Lord's consciousness and Lord's divinity around. So our first reflection is the difference between to see versus to be seen. So while the Lord is taking all endeavor to reveal Himself to us, we need to take similar endeavor or show our inclination to show the endeavor so that we will be seen by the Lord and by spiritual master. Day before yesterday in the morning Bhagavatam class, I was sharing a realization. The realization is that we wish to see Thakurji, the Supreme Lord. And when we go to see the Supreme Lord, He directs us to His devotees. When we are directed by the Supreme Lord to His dear devotees, so Thakurji directs us to Prabhuji. Prabhuji wants us to become Krishna Das. And when we become Krishna Das, Krishna becomes Vaishnava Das. So this is a very interesting squared. I go to Krishna, to devotee, devotee wants me to become servant of Krishna, and when I become servant of Krishna and servant of devotees, Krishna become our servant. And in this love triangle or this love square, in this journey of Krishna consciousness, if our endeavor is one-folded, Krishna's endeavor is four-folded. If Krishna's endeavor is four-folded to get us to Him, Krishna's devotee's folder is eight times. So, the more that we try, Krishna come forward to help us, and the more Krishna is trying to help us, Krishna's devotees, twice the time helps us to come closer to Krishna. So what Srila Prabhupada is trying to do us, even Krishna wouldn't prefer to do us. We were discussing in Daksha's pastime how Lord Shiva was so kind enough in helping those people who are rejected by everybody. Bhutas, Bhutaganas, and rejected people are the one whom Lord Shiva is trying to preach. That is why he says, Vaishnavanam yata sambhu. So to be seen is such an activity where it is easily said than done. In to be seen, there are four layers of functioning. We need to work in cleansing our bodily attachment. We need to work in cleansing our mind-related attachment. We need to work in cleansing towards our intelligence, and we need to cleanse our attitudes and consciousness around the soul to get the soul vibrating in the same frequency as that of the Supreme Lord. So our first realization is that for us to switch from to see the Lord to be seen from the Lord, we need to work on four layers: body, mind, intelligence and the soul. As students of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it will be very easy for us to understand theoretically what it means to be seen by the Lord. But then, to live by that principle, we need to go through a series of experiences. And the series of experiences can happen only when we use our intellect. And that means we hear, we assimilate, we apply, and then we preach. So, in our journey of Krishna consciousness, we need to give utmost importance to an act of correcting our behavior in such a way that we will be seen. So whilst we are students of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we need to constantly be reminded of our basics. And for that basics, I would like to remind four postulates that we can put in practice so that we will understand to be seen better than to see. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, the devotees may take advantage of them and go see the Lord at Jagannath Puri, Vrindavana, Prayag, Madhura, Haridwar, Vishnukanchi. When the devotees travel to these places and see the Lord, they become very happy in devotional service. This is great. But Srila Prabhupada elsewhere said that if we perform devotional service under the order of the spiritual master, the place of our stay, we will become Vrindavan. And our own heart will become temple. So that is why our journey of Krishna consciousness will begin by going to a dham, but it will end by creating dham in the place of our living. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's preaching program is to take dham to different places by going to dham. So I visit dham for taking them and giving them to others. And the first part of that is about transforming our heart to a temple. So to do this, four postulates are very important. They are very simple, common sense understanding. But these four things will very easily help us to learn the basics of Krishna consciousness and switch our understanding from to see the Lord to be seen by the Lord. Number one is we need to remember two eyes are always watching us. Sachinandan Maharaj mentioned this in one of his seminars, that each and every one of us need to put it in our own desk, put it in our own place of working, that two eyes apart from ours, which is seeing around, two eyes are always watching us. ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृदयेषु अर्जुन तिष्ठति एंड कृष्णा बीइंग इन द हार्ट इज कॉन्स्टेंटली वॉचिंग ओवर अवर एक्शन. So the moment we remember this always, we tend to forget this because of our conditioning. The moment we remember this, we will switch our mode from to see to be seen. Postulate number two, Prabhupada says, God help to those who help themselves. Till we help ourselves in the journey of Krishna consciousness by fixing our fundamentals of Krishna consciousness, the Supreme Lord will not come forward to help. So God help those who help themselves. The third postulate is knowing two truths. Truth number one is Krishna, the absolute truth. Truth number two is Krishna's. Everything else belongs to him. Postulate number four is about ability versus humility. I will be always thinking, because I know philosophy, because I know skills in Krishna consciousness, because I am rich, I am famous, I am popular, I have followers, I may naturally tend to put my focus on my ability. But unless this ability is corroborated with the humility, then this to be seen is impossible. So our first realization is, while the Lord is situated in all over the place, ito narsingha parato narsingha yato yato yami tato narsingha, what Prahlad Maharaj was doing is exactly this principle of working in a way to be seen by the Lord. When Hiranyakashipu challenged where your Lord is, he was pointing to different places. Is your Lord in the sand? Prahlad Maharaj said, yes. Is your Lord in the pillar? He said, yes. Because Prahlad Maharaj was so confident and he was seeing everything as Krishna's. Because he was fully convinced on these four postulates, he didn't have any problem. And over and above that, the principle that Krishna is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to teach to Sanatana Goswami in the future, Rakshishyati Viswaso, he knew that Krishna will protect. So when Hiranyakashipu pointed out, he was also a bit tactful. He wasn't so sure if he shows sand, dirt, or any other place. This Vishnu is a Mayavi. Vishnu is a very tactful person. Probably he might be hiding before me. That's why he pointed out to the pillar. The reason he pointed out to the pillar was, he was so sure that this pillar was made in front of him with his own workers. So according to his limited knowledge, he thought that that which I personally saw with my own eyes and built in front of me, there is no chance Narayana would have gone in. So he chose to challenge Prahlad Maharaj. So when Prahlad Maharaj realized it, he didn't fear. He said, yes, my Narayana is there. So that is what is called to be seen. Once a scientist met God. So this scientist challenged, my dear God, I don't need you anymore. Going forward, we will do all the creation ourselves. We don't need you. We have found out a way by which we can create human beings, we can create things even from dirt. The Lord responded, "Wow, that's a good news. Do you mind demonstrating it to us?" So, Sandy said, "Sure, why not?" So he picked up a handful of dirt and he was about to start his experiment. The Lord intervened. "Scientist, you should demonstrate your experiment of creating everything from dirt using your dirt. The dirt that you are using now is mine." So we need to remember that ultimately Krishna is the controller. But when it comes to his devotees, Krishna is a beloved. So Krishna does not show his prowess to his devotees. Rather, Krishna shows his love to his devotees. For that, devotees needs to work in a way by which Krishna decides to be loving and caring and reveal himself. Unless we become pure devotees of the Lord, unless we become sincere devotees of the Lord, unless we follow these four postulates, there are two eyes always watching you, so you are conscious. God help those who help themselves, you start helping ourselves, because Krishna and Krishnas are the two truths, rest everything else is Maya, and we do these three things with utmost humility, even though we may have ability. This is the first reflection for today. The second reflection is, one of the reasons why we are not able to do this, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned here, thus the Lord destroys irreligious principle and establishes religious principle. To please his devotees, the Lord takes different forms. So one of the reasons why we are not able to operate on to be seen is because we subscribe to a lifestyle which is completely self-centered. When we subscribe our lifestyle which is fully self-centered, it is almost impossible to be God-centered. We have spoken this before. I, me, mine only. From that stage you go from I, me, mine and Krishna also to a stage called Krishna only. Today we are all in a stage of in between I only to Krishna only, where we say Krishna also. So the biggest illusion that we have is that all that exists around us, including our body, is going to be permanent. This is the question Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Krishna. Each and every one of us are going to die, but each and every one of us think that this is a permanent place for my existence. So I have a very interesting analysis in the current context of our being involved in social media. It is such an interesting illusion. We think social media are different set of products to help us. Network, talk. But I say that as the biggest illusion. Because we are the product in social media. What does that actually mean? Facebook is an empty shell if there are no users. It is like a grocery shop. All the shelves are empty without any products. What is the value of that shop? Similarly, whether it take any product, whether it is Facebook, whether it is Twitter, whether it is Instagram, whether it is any social media, unless they have users, which is we all, that product is actually an empty shell. So the illusion part of it is we think social media is a product trying to help us. But actually it is other way around. We are a product in social media trying to help the owner of the social media. If I start subscribing to the social media, I may not lose much. But if I stop subscribing to the social media, the owner will not earn anything. The parallel that I want to bring in this material world, when we try to identify ourselves with external things and think that they are going to be my savior, what is actually happening is we are getting into the vicious illusory cycle. Thinking that product is helping us whilst we are not even realizing we are the product. Srimad Bhagavatam explains this as camel mentality. Because camel eat cactus, thorny plants. And because of that, the camel starts bleeding in his mouth. And the blood that it's coming out of eating the thorny plants, the camel eats and thinks, what a tasty plant, tasty food that I've got. So practically each and every one of us are eating, drinking our own blood, our own sweat, our own stuff. And that's the biggest illusion. So unless this propensity is very strongly worked upon, we will go and operate on 2C principle. The reason of 2C principle is different from to be seen principle is to see, I definitely get a benefit because when I see the Lord and I get a benefit. But why I am seeing the Lord? It is to get my desires fulfilled. It is to get my desires completely sanctioned and so that I can be happy. That is why whenever there is wonderful description and glorification of the Supreme Lord, we are not able to tolerate it beyond a point in time. Suppose there is a glorification of Supreme Lord for half an hour. His face, his lips, his eyes, his ears, his hands, his lips, all parts of the body is very nicely, elaborately described. We tend to get restless. Because you say, that's all we know, Krishna is beautiful, now tell next. But a self-realized soul does not think like that. A self-realized soul is interested in constantly talking and glorifying the Supreme Lord. Matchitta madgada prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantasya mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So this is our second reflection. Unless and otherwise, we take endeavor in coming out of the illusory lifestyle. Illusory lifestyle is very intriguing, very captivating, that sometimes we don't realize, we don't realize that we are trapped into it. That is why Srila Prabhupada said, Maya is not outside of our society. Maya is pretty much there within the society of Krishna consciousness if a person is not careful in his practices. How come Maya be there when we are practicing Krishna consciousness? That's because our priorities are not properly set. If our priorities are properly set, we will be careful in handling Maya and giving attention for Krishna. So the third reflection is one step to help this illusion part. This is about religiosity, so-called religiosity, irreligiosity versus spirituality. The illusion part that we speak, and to be seen versus to see, is generally spoken only when we know the difference between these four. Religiosity, so-called religiosity, irreligiosity, and spirituality. So here Krishna explains that, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, that the Lord is situated all over the universe in different forms just to please his devotees, and by doing so, he is destroying irreligious principles and establish religious principles. So many people talk about values. Values can be talked about religious values. Religiosity is, you know, we can map values as religiosity, general values. There are plenty of examples for this in Shastras. General religiosity is good in the general context. But that religiosity in the general context is dangerous because it is self-centered. Example is Kamsa, Ravana, Karna, etc. All these people, they also had some values. Kamsa had so much love for his own sister that he decided to go out publicly by driving chariot for dropping his sister and brother-in-law, Vasudeva and Devaki. But all those values, they became futile the moment he heard the Akashvani. Karna had so much value of loyalty, so much value of indebtedness, but his loyalty and indebtedness turned out to be making him take side of adharma because his religiosity was incomplete. So the religiosity is good only to an extent. But after that point in time, when personal agenda is getting disturbed, this religiosity is waste. What is so-called religiosity? This is called superstitious belief, or what Rupa Goswami talks about, Niyama Graha. Following the rules and regulations for the sake of just following. If somebody does not understand the principle behind following even a basic dharmic activity, forget about spiritual activity. He will fall under the category of, if he does not know why he is doing it, he'll fall under the category of Niyama Graha, following the rules and regulations just for the sake of following. Very famous Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj story of a Brahmana doing a puja, and a cat used to come and regularly disturb the Brahmana. So the Brahmana, before doing that puja, he used to tie the cat to a pole, and after the puja was over, he used to release the cat. The family members who witnessed this thought that having a cat is an ingredient of the puja. So after the Brahmana, to keep up the tradition, their list of things to have for the puja is all the paraphernalia plus a living cat. So before the puja start, they used to tie the cat to a pole, and after the puja is over, they used to release him. This is called Niyamagraha, called so-called religious principle. This has got no effect. And again, this is self-centered. What is irreligiosity? This is called sin, papa. So, sinful activities are gross sinful activities which are easily identifiable by normal civil codes or criminal codes. So, unless we know the difference between these three in one side versus spirituality. Because spirituality is such a context where importance is given much towards our consciousness, attitude, propensity, and our action. And in spirituality, sometimes it may apparently appear that an action-wise externally things might be contradicting. But the intentions are great, if the purpose is great, if the ultimate goal is to please the Lord, then the action is considered pure. I was talking the other day in the Bhagavatam class, there are many such devotees who have proven about their spirituality whilst their actions are a big question mark. I mentioned about Shabari. She gave her remnants. She used to taste the food before giving to Lord Ram. We discussed about Andal Alwar. She used to wear the garland that she made for Narayana. She wore herself before offering to Krishna. That's why she used to be called Sudi Kodutta Sudar Kodi. Which means the one who always wears the garland that she made, stand in front of the mirror, checks out if everything is okay, and then offer it to Krishna. There used to be a disciple of Ramanujacharya. Every time he used to make a bed for the, you know, his spiritual master, he used to lie down on it to check if everything is okay. Gopis, when Narada Muni told that Krishna is having headache and is looking for the dust from his devotees' feet, without hesitation they gave. There used to be Alwar called Thirumangai Alwar, who did dacoity to serve the Supreme Lord. So if you see, there are such a big list, we can go on and on. But here, all of them are considered as great saints because of their spiritual consciousness, intentions, propensity, and what their action for towards the goal. So the reason why we are discussing is that religiosity, irreligiosity, and so-called religiosity is something that we need to give up if at all we want to come out of illusion. And we need to focus on spirituality. That is a contribution of Srila Prabhupada. That is a contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They directly elevated us from an animalistic consciousness to the spiritual level. at the spiritual level we may have some mishras, we may have some adulteration, but that is by far better than being religious, so-called religious or irreligious. So we have to thank Srila Prabhupada because he really gave a fast-track solution and directly brought us to the spiritual consciousness. Otherwise, we would also get lost by this religiosity, irreligiosity and so-called religiosity. The only thing that we need to be careful when we being spiritual is to not make an offense. Like how, on the other side, we need to be careful in not to be irreligious. Here we should be careful about not to commit any offense. So to wrap up back this third principle, we need to know values are good. Principles are good. Loyalty and all the so-called principles are very nice only when they are corroborated, they are substantiated with a dharmic and a bhakti principle. Otherwise, just a dry value of loyalty, honesty, cleanliness, they are simply waste. Our purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is not to become a vegetarian. Purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to become devotees honoring prasadam. Many times we as devotees, we try to water it down, eating Jain food in an outside place. Of course, we may have some practical difficulties and situations, but at least philosophically, we should be convinced that yajna sishtasina santo muchyante sarva kilbishai bunjate te tvagam papa e bhajanti atma karana. Anything that is not offered to Krishna is sin. It is not that by not eating animals, not eating eggs is only sin. I mean, it's sinless. Even if you don't offer it to Krishna and eat, it's sin. So, the principle is to come out of non-religiosity, which is sinful activities. We practice bhakti. But in bhakti, when we especially take shelter of the spiritual master, we have to be very careful only to avoid aparad. If you avoid aparad, the process of devotion is so sublime that it will eventually elevate our consciousness from illusory consciousness to elevate our consciousness to reality consciousness and elevate our consciousness from to see consciousness to be seen consciousness. So these are the three sets of reflection that we discussed today from our discussion of these two verses. So to summarize our understanding, the principle that Krishna is speaking here about taking avatar, going into different parts of the universe, to go to different places, Jambudvipa. So that's why we do in our Sankalpa. Jambudvipe, Bharata Varshe, Bharata Kande, Meroho, Dakshine Parswe, Sahapte. So many things we have, so many descriptions whenever we do Sankalpa, because we geographically represent where we stand. And every geography, wherever we go, Krishna is coming there. Look at even the history. If you take Indian history, in every state, there is some Leela of the Lord that is there, so that even if you are attached to your own state and your own community, you may have some reason for you to be surrendering to Krishna. If you are a South Indian, there are plenty of Tamil, there are a lot of avatars. If you are Maharashtrian, there is Vittalji. Sita Mata is Bihari. I mean, I'm not trying to classify them as a racist or some sort of a bodily attachment. But even if you see every state in this country, and when I talk about this country, I was referring to India, but even otherwise also in other parts of the world, the Lord, everybody has got some principles to glorify the Lord, because the Lord is interested in making himself available so that we can elevate our consciousness from being animalistic to being human. And from human, we can become devotee. From devotee, we become pure devotee. From pure devotee, we get to the stage of Paramahamsa and eventually get situated in Samadhi. So to summarize, we learned that there are different forms of Krishna. different forms of the Supreme Lord that are available in the material world for us. Archa Vigraha as wood, Archa Vigraha as metal, Archa Vigraha as stone, Archa Vigraha in the form of a painting, Archa Vigraha not as a physical form, but he comes in the form of fire. And the Lord is manifest here in the form of his holy name, as well as he comes as his dear devotees, as Shakti Avesh Avatar. He comes and walks and moves around us like any one of us, but he is Supreme Lord. And this Lord, when he is trying to make himself available for us to come and see, whilst we have to go and see the Supreme Lord and visit Dham, but eventually the purpose is to carry Dham in our heart. So our heart should be temple. And for that, we need to switch our behavior, lifestyle, consciousness from to see the Lord to be seen by the Lord. To be seen by the Lord, there are four basic postulates which will help us to operate on that. Postulate number one is to understand that two eyes are always watching us. And number two, God help those who help themselves. And number three, there are only two truths, Krishna and Krishna's, whereas everything else is illusion. And four is more than ability, we need to be having humility for us to transform from to see the Lord to be seen by the Lord. And realization number two is that why we are not able to be seen is because of we operate on illusion, and that illusion is pretty much on the bodily, mental, intellectual level, and all those anomalies needs to be completely uprooted. And we discussed about the point of how we think that all that exists is trying to help me, and we think that how social media is a product to us, but rather than that we are the product of social media. And instead of we thinking that we are supposed to be helping ourselves, we in the process of thinking that we are enjoying, we're actually giving enjoyment to everybody else and trying to dig our own graveyard. And a very interesting story Vidura is telling to Dhritarashtra, when Duryodhana is trying to insult. When Vidura left, he told the story to Dhritarashtra about how a man, when he was walking inside the forest, fell inside the, was about to fall inside the pit which was created for trapping an elephant. Usually in an elephant trap, they try to kind of put a false flooring so that the elephant doesn't know that there is a trap underneath. So when he fell inside that, he got hold of a leaning branch of a tree. It's a very nice allegory, the detail, you know, you must have heard in the past, where the man who, when he fall inside, he caught hold of that branch. If he saw, a tiger was chasing him, that's why he went and ran. And if he sees up, there was a tiger. If he sees down, there were a poisonous creature. And there were white and black rats which were eating this branch. And there was a honey comb, and because of his shaking, the honey bees were biting him. In spite of all this difficulty, honey droplets were, you know, dripping out of that honey comb. And this guy was trying to position his neck in such a way that he can catch that droplets of honey. So the point I was trying to say is illusion versus reality. We need to have a reality check on that. Sometimes, even as devotees, we tend to forget because of our conditioning. And the last principle that we discussed was about how we need to understand religiosity, so-called religiosity, irreligiosity versus spirituality. Our religious principles are good enough, but they are limited to our senses, limited to our personal self. And we need to somehow or other elevate our consciousness from our limited senses to unlimited Supreme Lord's consciousness. So we need to get rid of our so-called religiosity and irreligiosity and elevate our consciousness to spirituality. And to help us, we have Vaishnavas, and to help us, we have literatures. And to help us, we have spiritual masters. So Guru, Sadhu, Shastra is going to definitely take us above the cycle of birth and death and eventually situate us in the consciousness of to be seen by the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for a very inspiring class. I really liked what you were speaking about religiosity, so-called spirituality and things like that. I mean, so-called religiosity and spirituality. So thank you so much for the very nice class, and the best part is the summary towards the end of the class. Thank you so much. It was covering all the points. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your Seva. Thank you very much for wonderful class. One point you mentioned that when devotees become a dasana das of Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna is become a das of Vaishnava. Dandavat Pranam, all who should have Prabhupada and Guru. All the points are very useful. Hare Bol. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Hi, Krishna Prabhu. Yes, your classes are always very dense with wonderful points. I did have a couple questions, though. I was wondering if in that list of the various forms that Krishna takes, you know, stone, wood, the name, devotees, etc. Is the mind one of those forms? The reason why I ask is because I'm thinking about that pastime where the devotee, or I think he was a brahmana, he burnt his finger, you know, making the sweet life for the Lord. I don't know why that pastime is coming to my mind. But anyway, the point is the mind one of the forms of the Lord?
Prabhuji, I think you're on mute. We are not able to hear you. Or maybe the microphone is not properly set. Okay, I'm not sure if you dropped off.
Okay.
Can
I? Yeah, somehow looks like we lost him.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, now yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know. Something is weird in my computer today. It's something, you know, giving trouble. So, my response is this, that according to my understanding, mind is not another form of Krishna, because that pastime that you mentioned is about Raghunath Das Goswami, and also other, you know, Vaishnava saints have got that experience. That is called, they go in trance and samadhi. So what actually happens in, you know, when they go in trance is their physical body remains in that place. And they'll transport their soul, they'll transport the physical soul into the, you know, Leela, into the pastime of the Lord. And by doing so, they are able to relish and be part of the Lord. And this is purely Krishna's arrangement to leave an impression of it so that we all are teased and we are all taught that these personalities are not ordinary personalities. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't have any requirement to reveal, leave any impression of such a leela. Like for example, this Brahmana burnt his finger in making the sweet rice. So that leela is actually happening in a very subtle consciousness, and between consciousness level they are into that stage. But then the impression is being revealed outside just to establish the greatness of that personality. It has nothing to do with Krishna appearing as mind. So I have not heard of Krishna reveals himself as mind, because mind is a subtle body and Krishna is beyond that. So it is not, that I know.
You know, I think another reason why I was asking that question too is because, you know, there's this, there's Ganga and then there's Manasi Ganga, you know, that pastime where Manasi Ganga appeared, you know. So that's what makes me wonder too about the role that the mind can play.
Basically, mind, Prabhupada writes in one of the places that today the mind, intelligence and ego, the sukshma sarira, the subtle body, which is surrounding the soul, when it gets elevated, when the individual spirit soul gets transcendental, they get a transcendental mind, transcendental intelligence and transcendental ego. And they continue to protect or continue to be surrounded the soul, because the soul needs a medium or a body to function. But I don't think the mind is in itself an incarnation of Krishna.
If it's okay, can I also add something?
Sure.
So actually there is one verse, I think Mataji is referring to that. There is one verse, I think 11th canto.
Mataji, your voice is very low, coming in very low somehow.
Okay, one second. I'm actually off.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so if you can hear me now?
I think so, let's see.
Okay. So there is actually one verse, 11th canto, I think, Uddhava's conversation with Krishna, where they talk about how Krishna is present in the deity form. And in that verse, apparently, of course, as Prabhu said, he's not an incarnation in the mind. But also the verse itself says that the deity form takes 8 varieties of stone, wood, metal, earth, paint, sand, mind, and jewels. So I just wanted to also add that. And maybe some purport on that will help for further understanding.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking about, too, this other thing. The other ones were earth and sand and jewel, right? I think those were some that weren't mentioned.
Yes. I believe that verse has these markings, yes. It is teachings of, the conversation between Uddhava and Krishna in the 11th canto. I don't have the verse and purport with me right now, but I think it should be in that chapter, 11th canto. Yeah.
And that one, it says sand too? Sand?
I believe so, Mataji. I think the sand and earth, are they counted as the same? I'm not sure. As Prabhu said, paint, fire, all these can also, you can invoke the Lord. Or what we can do is probably we can look up the verse and send the purport if it helps, if there is a purport, because it's 11th canto, so let's see. Thank you.
Another thing that comes to mind is the fact that Krishna appears in the form of paintings. You know, a source of anxiety that comes up for me often is, you know, when we have Krishna conscious literatures and flyers and cards, you know, that are mass produced, you know, and we may have so many extra copies of all these things that have Krishna's picture on it, or even, you know, when we have the Maha Mantra printed on things, or anything that contains Krishna's name in it, right? And let's say we have a magazine, we no longer have use for it, or just a flyer, you know, like let's say for advertisement, let's say, you know, We want to advertise that Ratha Yatra is coming, so we hand out millions of cards like this. But then, you know, they become superfluous, you know, too many. And so knowing that Krishna takes the form of ink and paint, you know, what to do with this, with these extra deity forms of Krishna, really, without creating offense.
Interesting. Actually, Sanatana Goswami was in Jagannath Puri. When Sanatana Goswami was in Jagannath Puri, he used to avoid walking in the main streets where the pandas, the pujaris, brahmanas who are serving Jagannath used to walk. Every time he used to take a very, very long route and used to, you know, walk on the beach sand which in the burning sun. He used to walk that route. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why are you taking such a long route? So he says that I'm not qualified enough to even walk in the street where brahmanas are walking, because what if I step on their shadow? I'm insulting. So I just thought I'll share this. But the point is, for your question, what do we do for that? Basically, if you ask me, not only the printed form of Krishna is Krishna, if you have a principle of Krishna and Krishna's, everything belongs to Krishna. So wastage of any resources. When Mother Yashoda was churning when she was the Damodar Leela pastime, she very nicely explained that even she did not want the milk that is boiling in the stove to be spilled over, because that belongs to Krishna's resources. So why only printed resources? Why only printed form of Krishna? As you go up in the ladder in the consciousness level, everything that is around us or that are provided to us are resources that belong to Krishna. They need to be used, preserved and protected for the service of the Lord and not to be misused. Now coming to the printing of these pamphlets, we need to always understand, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj taught us Yukta Vairagya. In Yukta Vairagya, what happens is that utilize things that are around you to turn it in your favor for practicing Krishna consciousness. Even though you are not able to fully, take advantage of it, at least you are able to make the best use of it. By you not printing pamphlets, you are not able to talk about Krishna. But you are able to print 1,000 pamphlets, and if 800 people are getting benefit, 200 are wasted, 200 are, done. We need to work on it to improve at some point in time. So, in a preaching movement, in a organization where we are interested in giving Krishna to others. So, as I said, combine these 3 points. Be very thoughtful that everything belongs to Krishna, not only printed ones. Number two, hence, consider that and resource management should be very prudently managed. But because these two principles are not yet followed, does not mean that we should not print. It is like, I'm still not knowing how to chant attentively, so let me not chant. It'll be like that. We are inattentively chanting, but keep doing that, at one point in time you will improve. Similarly, you give Krishna to them. Give Krishna in some form of them. Krishna, rather than getting hurt, he'll be happy because you are giving a try. And your intention is not to insult him. So that way we will not be questioned on doing that activity. But yes, we need to definitely develop consciousness about resource management. Not only just printed form of the pamphlets, but all form of resources. Am I making sense?
Yeah, I just, it definitely makes sense. And I too have that mood very much where, I don't like to waste any form of Krishna's resources, not just the printed thing, But it's when it's particularly his picture, his name, when those things is very, it gives me so much anxiety, about disposing you know. So, you know, I was trying to figure out how to dispose without the guilt, you know.
Right. I think I shared in this forum before, when I was new in Krishna consciousness, in my earlier days of Krishna consciousness, I used to be crazy for this, you know, printed bead bag, an embroidery bead bag which has got different forms of Krishna, you know, embroidery one. And also t-shirts with I Lost My Heart in Vrindavan and Prabhupada picture, Jagannath picture. That used to be, I used to be in my college or school days. It used to be very interesting and intriguing for me to just go, whenever I go to any yatra, Rath Yatra, any event, any mela, I just keep picking them up. But then after a point in time, when I kept on doing service, I started to realize that yes, when I'm offering obeisances, Krishna's picture is touching the floor. So when that understanding came, so initially that t-shirt or the chanting mala was a source of inspiration for me to come closer to Krishna. When I came little closer to Krishna, what was used to come closer to Krishna itself, I gave up and developed a further higher understanding. Then I further came out understanding that no, I don't, chanting bag is meant for protecting your chanting mala, and hence make sure that your chanting mala is to be very nicely protected. Then further understanding came up saying that it's not only protecting chanting mala, it's also to do chanting. And now further understanding is to do attentive chanting, then Shuddhanam. So every stage we move little closer to Krishna. One girl came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, your chanting is so nice, that when I chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, a red light, you know, comes in front of my eyes. Srila Prabhupada said that you keep chanting, that will also go away. So point is that, you know, this process is purifying. So this is, Krishna is not a penalizing personality, that he looks at what mistakes we make, so he penalizes it. Rather, he is a very merciful Bhavagrahi Janardana. He ignores our mistakes and gives credit to all the good things that we do. But yes, as we move forward in the, you know, ladder, we need to be conscious of all this that is coming our way.
Mm. Oh, okay. Then, I mean, I appreciate your point there. But let me just ask you personally, if you had excess pamphlets in your possession, like for something that's even outdated, it's no use distributing, you know, outdated flyers or whatever. You yourself, what would you do with them?
I recycle them with cut the Krishna's pictures and give it to children in the Gita Club, in our own, you know, children program. Sometimes I give them as a gift. If nothing is worked out, then, you know, I try to dispose it off. Not just trash it out, but we just, you know, recycle them. Yes, I agree that it might not be an ideal, you know, use case. But as much as possible, we try not to use, not to have them misused or wrongly used. But then 70% of the time it so happened that we have removed Krishna's picture. Because we have a lot of children coming to the program. We, you know, give them as some sort of you know, token. In India, it is, you know, okay, that even if you cut it from an existing calendar, people stick it in their fridge and other places. And otherwise, we try to dispose them off. I don't have a very innovative solution to not to waste them. Yes, sometimes, why pamphlets? Sometimes prashadam is surplus. So when we are not able to do food for life, when we are not able to give away to all the people, sometimes festival gets over at 12 o'clock in the night, and where will you go and distribute? So we may have to dispose them off. So we put them in a place where people not step on them. So we put them into a plant, or we put them. So we try to make the less damage possible. We have, and we take responsibility for that. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I just have one last question. A different point, though. When you were discussing the fact that you know, you were discussing about the fact that we generally, we have this illusory conception that we are the ones who are the user of the material energy, but instead we are the ones used. You gave the example of the camel, you know, stuck in the cactus, and the social media, we are products. We are not the you know, the owners and so on. So I was just a little fuzzy on the point behind those analogies, you know, if you could make it a little more crystal for me, you know.
The point I was trying to say was, we embrace illusion as reality and live in that world of illusion and get satisfaction that, yes, I'm advancing in my so-called conditioned life or materialistic life. So sometimes we as devotees also have this, you know, understanding that, you know what, I need have so much of conveniences and facilities and infrastructure because we count on them as our reality. Then, so if you have to make a choice of marriage, we give importance to wealth, education, beauty, all those things, and Krishna consciousness, okay, he can be converted as a devotee. So there are many, many times we give utmost importance to our so-called external illusory life vis-a-vis to the reality part of it. So what I was trying to say is, one of the reasons that stops us in functioning on to-be-seen mode and always operate on to-see the Supreme Lord mode is that we are giving our materialistic life an importance, and with that understanding, go to Lord and ask Him for, please, my dear Lord, give me my daily bread and take care of my basic needs. Make sure that I get very good marks in my exams and get a beautiful wife and so on and so forth. So we need to somewhere or other at least get to an understanding that if we are Krishna conscious, if we are trying to operate on the spirituality platform, that's the reason the third point was supportive there. And I do not try to, you know, stay on the religiosity mode. I rather stay on the spirituality mode wherein my attitude and consciousness and the center of focus is moved away from me and center is directed towards Krishna. And this lifestyle and education system makes us live in a world of illusion. And for that, I am against. And the principle is, philosophy is also against. Did I clarify them or you still busy about it?
Well, I was just trying to see how those analogies were supporting.
Because Facebook is thought as a product for us, but we are a product in Facebook. We think we are the beneficiary of Facebook, but more than we being the beneficiary of Facebook, Facebook is the beneficiary of we being there. So we think we are the enjoyers, but actually we are the enjoyed even from the materialistic context. Of course, in the spiritual context also we are enjoyed, but in the materialistic context, the material energy that we are subscribing to is making us believe we are God, but we are not God. We are, you know, servants.
Okay. So the analogies were showing how, you know, our illusion about the role that we are playing in those various scenarios.
Yes. If you take that purport from second canto of Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada talks about dog, hog, camel, and asses, the Prabhupada gives a fantastic explanation for the camel. He says those who are, you know, working very hard for these materialistic people, thinking that he will take care of me and protect me, he is actually an illusion because he is drinking his own blood. Your boss may give you a very sweet word and appreciation, but that's a, you know, big trap for us to work further as a camel, right? So that's the point of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very, very much. I know I took up so much time.
That's okay. Thank you. Anybody else has any other questions or comments?
Yeah, Prabhu, I have a question based on the conversations you are having. So just kept me thinking. So when we have this concept of worshipping deities, and we also see that deity can be worshipped in so many forms. So, I mean, it depends, doesn't it depend, I don't know how it works, but my question is regarding this concept of, if Krishna's form is absolute, if he is there, you know, in depending on the worshipper, he is present in a particular deity, then isn't there, I mean, there should be no difference between a welcome deity and a deity you just begin worshipping, right? I don't understand. Because I have seen the, I don't know how to say this, but on a platform of, to convince the world, yes, okay, you do a welcoming ceremony for the deity, but actually the deity is present, right? Like, even
yes.
before you, yeah, okay, thanks.
So technically it is like this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj mentioned, there used to be a magazine called Darshana by the Ministry of Deity Worship. Long time ago, they published an article where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, deities are our family member. So if you have a deity at home, there are two aspects of it. One is the Pancharatrika aspect of it, that is purely scientific and what you call as more of a procedural stuff. But when it comes to devotion, all the procedures go for a toss. Gopis never followed any procedure. Gopas never followed any procedure. So there are two aspects when Prabhupada did it. He did, one is Pancharatrika, where you have systematically learning, going, awe and reverence, respect, follow some rules and regulations, abide by them, and there are some categorization, explanation, vagera, vagera. But then, when you do the actual devotional life, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, a deity should be treated as our family member, and actually speaking, the deity assumes the form of a family member. And Srila Prabhupada once told his disciples, I don't know the exact reference, he says, just by looking at the way the deity is maintained, you can tell about the devotion of that family. The deity responds, reciprocates, talks, smile, interact in their own sweet way. Even though they are not Prana Pratishtha deities. I mean, when in Prana Pratishtha they say, we invite the Lord to come and reside in the temple. Sure, but if the deities are at home, they also come and reside in the temple because Krishna, remained there. So technically, from the devotional context, we have no difference absolutely from deity or photo or even any forms of the Lord. But yes, because we are a Sanatana Dharmic movement, we need to also teach about Pancharatrika as a part of our procedure to systematically elevate somebody into a procedural aspect of it. So they both are simultaneously one and same. One is homeschooling, second is going to the school. The ultimate end result is you should be educated. Because I have homeschooling, I cannot get qualification. That's not fair. Sometimes homeschooled people can get more qualified than those who are going to the school. So that way, our worship of deities at home could give us, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, even if otherwise people may not get that emotions in the temple. Am I making sense?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank
Hare
you.
Krishna.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, great. Thank you so much. And looking forward for more Sangha in the future.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you all so much for joining. We can end.